Hello there. Welcome back again. This is Moody Badger and this is Alice speaking, Q and I, and this is episode number 19. And in this episode, as for the previous couple of episodes, I'm going to answer the questions from the second part of the Alice speaking examination. And today my question is about my favorite movie. Wow. So the question asks, like, describe your favorite movie. What's the name of the film? What's the theme of the film? And why do you like it? And also, there are some follow-up questions that I'm going to ask and answer them later. But first of all, as you know, you have 1 minute to prepare for this question after you have been given your card. I'm gonna go directly start answering the question. So if you need to prepare, you could stop and spend 1 minute try to prepare your answer. I usually advise you to do this because it helps you to at least see if you could prepare yourself in 1 minute. And then also you could listen to my answer later, try to answer on your own way by using your notes, and then see how you sound and how you could be answering the questions. All right, so the question says, describe your favorite movie. And the hint, what's the name of the film? I have to say that. And what's the theme of the film? And why do you like it? All right, as a young kid, I loved watching action movies. I don't know if this came from my dad's interests because he usually bought a lot of action movies. But fortunately, I also liked these movies more than my brothers and sisters did. So, one of my favorite characters was Jean-Claude Van Damme. I mean, the actor himself. And in most movies, were the action movies, and I loved to watch the action movies. So, my favorite movie among these ones, coming from my childhood, was Hard Target, Van Damme. And the theme of the movie was these. The main character was trying to save the girl whose parents were killed and try to find justice for her. And what I like most about this movie is the story is simple, but the actions following this story are really, really interesting. It's about this hero trying to save not only the girl, but also some of the friends of the girl and also his own friends. So he has to fight his way, and he loses a lot of friends. But later he manages to take the revenge and also to rescue the girl. So I think these kind of movies very cliche. They're very normal. It's the storyline is understandable. Everyone knows what's going to happen next. But the acting of Jean-Claude Van Damme and also the action scenes were designed in such a way that it was always amazing, very dramatic and interesting to watch. Well, now we have a couple of follow-up questions, and the first follow-up question is: describe a time or a type of movie you like. Well, as I said before, my favorite movies are usually action movies. I'm always excited, when I see an action movie, and not only a movie but also even a television series. When there are lots of action in it, then I become very excited and I want to watch them. The second follow-up question is, what's the difference between Chinese and American movies? Well, thanks God that I also know something about the Chinese culture, and I've watched a lot of Chinese movies and also American movies. Depending on what kind of movie you're talking about, I like historical Chinese movies, whereby they are trying to detail the in and outs of the former Chinese empires and the fight among them, etc. And I love this because the kind of fight that they have is usually kung fu, kind of it's combat, martial arts, and I love martial arts. So watching them fighting and probably using swords in these kind of movies, again, action movies, is always very interesting for me. But for other kind of movies, I could say they're a little bit dramatic, you know, which could be not very interesting for the other people. But as long as there is an action inside the movie or there's some sort of mystery inside the movie, I'm always attracted to watching it. And when it comes to American movies, I think the American movies are a little bit different when it comes to action. They have martial arts. I also like that, but it's much more about the fights with the guns. So they use a lot of weapons when they're fighting. Not my kind, but as long as it's an action movies, I'm always excited about it. Yeah. So I could say that's a major difference between the Chinese and the American movies, especially when it comes to action movies. Another follow-up question, but before I ask this question, I want you to know that in this exam, they're not going to ask you all of these follow-up questions. They're just going to pick one or two of these follow-up questions just to fill the gap if they felt like something was missing or they wanted to know more about the same topic. So don't worry and don't think like, how am I gonna answer all these follow-up questions in just 2 minutes? You know, no, you don't have to. And even if you are to answer and the time wasn't enough, they will just ask you to stop because they are already satisfied and they think they have had enough of your answer and they're ready to proceed. Anyway, I'm going to ask the third part of the follow-up questions, which is, what do you think of the violent movies, Hollywood films? All right, so my favorite movies are action movies, and does this make me violent, or does it say something about my violence? I've seen a lot of people who are very quiet and very calm, and they're non-violent, and they still love the action movies. And I've seen other people who don't like action movies, and they're very violent. So I think this has nothing to do with the movies. As long as you understand that is just part of acting, then it's safe. But for the young children, I'm not so sure how much it affects their psychology. But if a kid understands that it's just acting, it's not something that you could do in real life, then I don't think there is any effect. Though some would say that the action movies actually increase the level of violence in general if people are being killed, and these kids I think it's okay. So even if there are wars somewhere in the world, they might also think it's something normal, like just like in movies, but actually it's something totally different. So I could say this is the downside of the action movies. Why movies need computer techniques? An example of movie using computer techniques. Well, I think movies need computer techniques because the acting is not as easy as people might think it is. You know, it's a lot of hard working. I've seen myself a couple of times people trying to shoot just a simple scene, but it takes a lot of repetition just to make sure it's perfect. So, especially when it comes to action and the sci-fi movies, you know, you need to actually use some computer techniques. Otherwise, it's almost impossible to create that fantasy, you know, all those action moves, you know. If you want them to be very realistic, you still need some computer techniques because a person themselves, they could do something very difficult, but from the movie point of view, it might not look that great. So it doesn't matter how much energy or how much techniques personally as human technique someone used in their action or in their acting, as long as it doesn't look attractive or it doesn't capture the attention of the viewers, then it almost doesn't count, you know. So yeah, I could say the computer techniques are really, really important. And one of the really important movies when it comes to computer techniques, I think it's Matrix. You know, we all know Matrix, so it's yeah, one of them. Which parts of cinema are the most important and how to improve it? I think the most important part of the cinema is the acting skills of the actors. Unfortunately, the acting industry is full of just attractive people, not because they are good at acting, but just because they look good. I think that's the first thing that you have to solve. I'm not against putting attractive people on movies, but I think we should prioritize the talents first. So if these people happen to be both attractive and have talents, then they could have the first place. But I think the most important thing is their ability to act. And I think in reality, putting only attractive people as main characters or heroes doesn't make a lot of sense, because in real life, the heroes could come from all aspects of life. They could be attractive or non-attractive, depending on how you are defining attractive and non-attractive. But I think it would be really, really important to put a very realistic heroes, which are very close to real life. And another thing is the techniques. How can I say? The quality, the quality of the film or the movies themselves. If a movie is made in a very professional way, and the shooting is good, and the editing and everything, I think it gives much more space in the world of the movies competition. Otherwise, I think most of the things that we see in movies nowadays are good enough. And one last thing that I'd love to add when it comes to action movies, sometimes they could get unnecessarily too noisy, in an accent that at the end of the movie you just have a headache instead, So the car crashes and the gunshots, I know they're supposed to feel like they're there, but sometimes they exaggerate it. Instead of watching a movie, you're just listening to some random noises happening everywhere. You could keep it classy. You could keep it a little bit realistic. It doesn't have to be 100 things exploding at the same time. Et cetera, et cetera. So there could be a little bit less noisy and less unrealistic, et cetera. That's my opinion. And that's the end of this part. And I think I keep on doing more tests and more questions on this part until I reach probably episode 30, and then from there I'll move to the third part. So as I usually say, keep on practicing. The more, the merrier. Just to keep on practicing, and by the end of the day, you'll find yourself in a better position. So just do it, and best of luck. Anytime you have a suggestion, you could reach me through my social media. Again, my name is Moody Bajo, and this was Eyeless Speaking Q&A. Thank you very much, and best of luck in your preparations.